Good morning, it's Wednesday, July 28th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. A mix of sun and clouds with a daytime high of 84 degrees. A few scattered evening clouds with a low of 57 degrees. Don't get rid of your face masks just yet. The Centers for Disease Control now recommends that vaccinated people should mask up in public indoor settings in areas with substantial and high transmission of the virus. The CDC director says new data shows that the Delta variant behaves differently than other strains of COVID-19. In rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the variant may be able to spread it to others. It now accounts for 80% of COVID cases. The CDC says those who are vaccinated may choose to keep wearing masks regardless of their area's transmission level, especially if they're immunocompromised or at risk for severe disease. The guidance for vaccinated people wearing masks indoors also includes K-12 students, staff, and faculty. Those who still haven't gotten the vaccine, including children older than 2, should also continue masking up. State health officials are reporting new COVID-19 numbers. The Department of Health counted 3,073 new cases and 11 deaths on Monday. Statewide totals from COVID are 469,308 cases and 6,089 deaths. As of July 15, 48 people with confirmed cases of COVID-19 were admitted to Washington hospitals. For the past 7 days, the state has seen an increasing case rate of 69.3 per 100,000 people. Meanwhile, the national rate was 89 per 100,000 people. The Centers for Disease Control says more than 8.9 million doses of vaccine have been administered in Washington. 52.3% of Washington residents are fully vaccinated as of Monday, which is behind the national figure of 60%. A man charged in the deadly shooting and beating of a Tacoma mother is pleading guilty to murder. 52-year-old Bobby Anson Pease is one of 2 men accused in the death of Jessica Shawnde Jackson. The men had been living with Jackson and her daughter when the victim asked them for a ride to a convenience store in 2018. On the way back, Pease said he wanted to target shoot, so he drove to a wooded area outside the fence of Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Spanaway. The men say they pepper-sprayed Jackson when she stole a pipe and knife. They then beat her with a baseball bat, shot her, and left her body. They also called police and said the victim moved out of state. Railroad workers found Jackson days later and officers arrested both men the next month. A driver is accused of a hit-and-run in Tacoma that left a man on life support with the possibility of losing his legs. Charging papers say the victim ran out of gas and was pushing his vehicle when the 28-year-old suspect hit him near South 56th and Alaska Streets early Sunday morning. The 26-year-old victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition and doctors are deciding whether to amputate his legs. Officers found the suspect's vehicle abandoned at the scene and registered to his grandmother. Records show he called 911 to report a robbery, then blamed a homeless person for carjacking him. Police say he later admitted to hitting the victim due to lack of sleep and falling asleep. Reports say he also admitted to drinking, and that his breath test registered at 0.113, above the limit of 0.08. Family members are paying tribute to a lieutenant from Joint Base Lewis-McChord, who died hiking near Mount St. Helens. The body of 25-year-old Brian Yang was spotted down an embankment on July 21 after an extensive search. The next day, his father, sister, and brother traced his steps on the trail to Mount Whittier where he was last seen. They performed a Hmong ceremony to free Yang's spirit for reincarnation, and his sister Winicha says butterflies flew around them at the same time. Yang was from St. Paul, Minnesota and graduated from Brown University. He was supposed to start his new role as an executive officer the day after he went missing. A public memorial is set for today at 3 p.m. at JBLM's North Chapel. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!